This is a Hutch Post Podcast news update.
Daylight saving time begins on March 10th, and Hutchinson Fire Marshal Mike Kane encourages everyone to test their smoke alarms as they turn their clocks forward to make sure the devices are working.
Even with the 10-year battery, the sealed battery smoke alarms that are becoming common and almost standard, still need to test the smoke alarm at least once a month. So go up and there's a button right on it. You push it, it beeps at you. You know it's still working.
A lawyer for Donald Trump says the former president has secured a bond sufficient to support an $83.3 million jury award granted to writer E. Jean Carroll during a January defamation trial. Attorney Alina Haba filed papers on Friday with the New York trial judge to show that Trump had secured a $91.6 million bond from the federal insurance company. Haba simultaneously filed a notice of appeal to show the Republican 2024 presidential frontrunner is appealing the verdict to the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The posting of the bond was a necessary step to delay payment of the award until the Second Circuit can rule. Authorities are investigating the death of a one-year-old girl and have arrested her parents. On Thursday, officers with the Riley County Police arrested 24-year-old Matthew Paul Wesley Miller of Junction City and 26-year-old Sonia Simone Monet Lark Williams of Ogden in connection with the death of their one-year-old daughter, Zaya Miller, according to a media release from the Riley County Police. In April of 2023 is when they responded to a report of a child not breathing, and they discovered the child had died in Manhattan but been transported to Junction City. Both parents are in the Riley County Jail. The Hutchinson USD 308 academic calendar for 2024-25 that was approved by the Board of Education back on February 26th has been released. The first day of school is August 14th for pre-K through 9th grade and August 15th for grades 10 to 12. Holiday break will be from December 23rd to January 6th. Spring break will be from March 17th to 21st, and the last day of school for students in 2024-25 will be May 22nd. America's employers delivered another healthy month of hiring in February, adding a surprising 275,000 jobs and again showcasing the U.S. economy's resilience in the face of high interest rates. Last month's job growth marked an increase from a revised gain of 229,000 jobs in January. At the same time, the unemployment rate ticked up 0.2 points in February to 3.9%, yet despite sharply lower inflation, a healthy job market, and a record high stock market, many Americans say they are unhappy with the state of the economy, a sentiment that is sure to weigh on President Joe Biden's bid for re-election. Authorities in Riley County investigating a prisoner for alleged battery on a jail deputy. Just after 4:30 Thursday afternoon, officers filed a report for aggravated battery on Leo, battery on Leo, and criminal destruction of property at the Riley County Jail, according to the Riley County Police Department's activity report. A 37-year-old female RCPD corrections officer reported a 32-year-old female tried to strangle the corrections officer. Tiffany Riles of Manhattan is accused of aggravated battery on Leo, and criminal destruction of property. It's Friday of Severe Weather Awareness Week, and the heat is on as far as the topic at HutchPost.com.